real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. I have a question for you today. Are you an obedient Christian? Oof. Pastor Dave, that's a pretty tough question. And you might be saying, well, yeah, I sure try to be. That's my intention. That's my willingness. That's what I desire in my heart, to be an obedient Christian. But we're in the book of Matthew chapter 21. And remember, Jesus has come into Jerusalem. He's ready to come into Jerusalem. He's going to come riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He tells his disciples to go into a little town by the name of Bethphage, and they're going to find a donkey and a foal there. And he said, if anybody asks you why you're taking the donkey, just tell them the Lord has need of it. And so that was in fulfillment of prophecy, as we talked about before. And then listen to this. This is the following verse after Jesus told them to do what they were supposed to do. Verse 6 says, the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. So they fully obeyed. They did exactly what Jesus wanted them to do. And I think about my life, and you think about your life. Do we always do what Jesus directs us to do? Well, we have good intentions of doing that, right? I mean, sometimes we keep the commandments of God. Sometimes we keep God number one in our life. Sometimes we honor him by going to church regularly. Sometimes we may honor authority and not have impure thoughts and not lie or steal or cheat or bear false witness against our neighbor or covet other people's things. Sometimes we do exactly what God tells us to do. Sometimes we're like the disciples. The disciples did exactly as Jesus had directed them to do. But other times we don't. Other times we fail miserably. Other times we miss the mark grievously and we sin against God. And as a result of that, does God cast us out of his presence? Does he say, away from me, you evildoer? No. Thanks be to God that he loved us and he loves us. And he dispatched Jesus to the cross to die for us and to triumph over the grave for us. And because what Christ has done in bearing our sin, even though we have good intentions of doing like the disciples did that day, they did as exactly as Jesus had directed them to do. But sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we fail and we fall miserably. But in the middle of it all, God loves us. God forgives us for the sake of his son. And you might be saying, how do I know that? My friend, all you have to do is repent of your sin. Say, God, I'm a sinner through and through. I've messed up. I've fallen short. I've broken your commandments. But I acknowledge that your son, Jesus, paid the price for my sin on the cross of Calvary. And because he did that, I know that my sins are washed away and the gates of heaven are open to me. This is the gospel. And as many of you know who watch DT on a regular basis, I like to share the gospel as consistently as I can. Because there's one thing that's becoming more and more apparent to me, that a lot of people don't know the gospel. They think they're getting to heaven by their works, or they think that any willy-nilly religion out there will get them there. A lot of people think that God's going to save everybody, or a lot of people think there is no heaven, there is no hell. But I'm here to tell you there is one way to heaven, and that's through faith in Jesus. And even though we have good intentions of doing the right thing and avoiding the wrong thing, sometimes we fall flat on our face. And yet God, in his amazing, astounding, incredible mercy, picks us up with his love and forgiveness, dusts us off with his pardon, and helps us to live a godly life, to obey his commandments. But here's the thing. We're not going to do it perfectly. The disciples had a good day. Jesus said, go into town, bring the donkeys here. And they did exactly as Jesus told them to do. Sometimes we do exactly as Jesus tells us to do. But sometimes we don't. And yet God loves us and forgives us and calls us his very own child just the same. That is the gospel. Rejoice in that today. Celebrate that today. Share this message with someone today who may feel like God hates them or God is against them or God doesn't care about them. God loves them. God cares for them. God saved them through his son. and know that for sure, that through faith in Jesus, we are saved and our sins are washed away. That is the good news of God's love for you in Christ. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.